Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
It's time for Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. It's all about your favorite TV shows and how they relate to your life. Now, here are the two hosts of Take Two.
Welcome to the program Take Two on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
And I'm Alexis James.
And our show topic today is Portal 2.
Well, technically, it's about Portal 2. Over the weekend, Ellie and I got together and we played Portal 2 on my brother's Xbox. It's for the Xbox 360, in case you didn't know that. It is on other game consoles, but that's just the console we chose to play it on. If you don't like first-person shooter games, this is definitely the game for you. It's more of a strategy game, but I love this game because there's only about four characters, so you don't have to remember anyone. But by far, the best character is
Wheatley.
He's this little robot dude that's on a track up above you basically the whole game until about chapter two, I want to say. Spoiler alert, he pops off his track and you have to catch him. Well, technically you don't really have to catch him, but we'll talk about that later in our quotes section from Portal 2. Anyway, the point of the game is that he's trying to break you out of the relaxation center that you've been in for a very, very long time. And basically what I got from reading like some blog things is that your name is Shell. Like, I didn't even know that because it doesn't really come up, but I guess your name is Shell. And I freaked out the first time I saw myself. Because once you make a portal through the orange portal, you can sometimes see yourself. So I was like, whoa, who's that dude? And I was like, oh, it's me. But yeah, the first part of the game is basically the easiest, so don't get used to it. That's about, like, the easiest level for Ellie, at least. What we basically did was I'd play a part or a chamber, and then she would play a chamber, and went back and forth. So that's basically how we did it. Ellie, what do you have to say so far?
Well, do you remember Gladys or whatever her name was?
Do you know how to say it? Gladys. There we go. We
have like a game. But it's spelled with an O. Glados.
It's G-L capital A D capital O. Yep. So,
okay. So she's this mean robot person who I guess you killed, but then she came back to life or something.
So that's right. According to my brother Kyle, who's sitting in today. And then, let's see. One of my favorite levels is the first level with water. When you get to put a portal underneath the cube with the blue portal, and then next you go to the cube, hit the X, take it to the red button when you go upstairs. And then you make a portal on the tilted surface in the water. And then what you do is you hit the X button on the left little button area. With the X, and then you quickly go to the other one, and you hit it, bringing the board up to hit the cube, so then the cube does not go in the water. And then you go get the cube, and then you put it on the red button, and then you're done.
That sounds very confusing, but it's easier than it sounds.
It's easier than it sounds. And then in the game, spoiler alert, in the game, Wheatley comes out, and he tells you to follow him. Earlier, GLaDOS tells you that she saw a deer, and that maybe if you finish the next level in time, that she'll bring you up or let you ride the elevator all the way up and let you see the deer. And then during a part when you're escaping, well, of course she was lying. And then during a part when you were escaping from GLaDOS. A little thing. Okay, I don't know what it's called. When you go to next chamber, the little thing, it's like a circle.
The elevator thing?
No, not the capsule. Oh, well, the little circle thing that you go into before, like, every single challenge, or you exit through it, there's, like, she's like, oh, come here, I'll let you see that deer. And then the game, like, you have to start over. Well, not, like, the whole game, but just from the last save point, which it saves it automatically. But don't go to see the deer. Do not. I was easily tricked by that. I was like, oh my gosh, deer. I don't think that was with you, Ellie.
No.
I also played with my friend Olivia on the weekend, and we got all the way to the turret lineup where you have to go and get the bad turret. They call it something else, but you have to go get the bad turret and then the what? The defective turret. You have to go get the defective turret, and then you put it in the mold thing. Master turret. Yeah, and I haven't gotten past that level, so I can't say anything else about it because I didn't get past it. Because Kyle came in, he's all like, Alexis, I need to download something on the Xbox. I'm like, whatever. Well, of course he doesn't sound like that. He's more like, Alexis, I need to download something on the Xbox. He has a really low voice. As you can go in here in one of our earlier shows where my brother Kyle and his very best friend Seth was on the show. So you can go hear him there. Ellie, what else do you have to say about it? Oh, she has a good object of the game.
The radio in the game, you can actually pick it up and it plays really good music.
Like it played salsa, country.
Yeah, it played.
And yeah.
The salsa was my favorite.
The salsa was very good. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is
Take Two.
I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our very new section is Quotes on Portal 2. So Ellie, while I look for the quotes, how about you talk a little?
Well, we played Portal 2 together, and as usual, there were some very funny things said. So we're going to share those with you.
Once I find them. Oh, there they are. They were in the paper I was holding with my hand the whole time. Okay, so we'll just... Okay, so in the beginning of the game, you're in your room, and after your room, like, gets really old, and, yeah, you start moving, and then your house gets destroyed, and my quote is, what the heck is happening to my house? And then the first time I ever handed Ellie the controller, she says,
it's vibrating!
And then she, like, lets out a little scream. So in one of the parts, I cannot remember the chapter or the chamber number, but smooth jazz starts playing. And you barely get into the testing chamber, and the smooth jazz completely stops, and Ellie goes,
not the smooth jazz!
Yeah. So before every single little chamber thing, well, almost all of them, no, it's before, like, every single one, you go into a capsule-type thingy, like, it's a little elevator, and Ellie goes,
the magical
capsule! And Ellie goes,
ooh.
It was really funny because it's actually like the elevator thing. So we probably should have told you before we started, but in case you didn't know, on this show we like to name everything. Example, Christopher the Spider. His memory will live forever. Mm-hmm. Not that he's dead. He's very much alive in Florida still. In Florida. With his wife and two children. Well, they have another one on the way.
They do?
They do.
Oh my gosh.
They do.
I have to send them a Christmas card this year.
Yep, we do. So, yeah, we like to name everything. And we decided we were going to name all the cubes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then Ellie says,
why can't you fall in the water?
You die. Because if you fall into the water, you do die. And then my quotes, I have the cake and the cake isn't a lie. It's the truth. And then I go, break the glass.
No, get Jimmy first.
Jimmy! So this was during a part. Again, I should have written down what chamber and chapter we were on. But anyway, we got the cube Jimmy, the most famous one ever, mm-hmm. Jimmy, of course. And the button is behind like this little thing of broken glass. And I thought you had to break the glass. And I was like running through it. And then I was like, break the glass. Oh, no, it was Ellie's turn, right? No, it was someone's, and it was probably mine, and I was trying to, like, break the glass, and I was like, no, get Jimmy first. I was like, oh, Jimmy. And then I figured out, after going to get Jimmy, that there's a little door that you don't have to break the glass. But yeah, I found that out the hard way. I was, like, in front of the pizza glass for, like, 5 minutes trying to break it. Yeah.
It was funny.
It was. And then, So during the part when you have to catch Wheatley and he jumps off his track, he goes, "Catch me." And we both put our hands out. Of course, you can't see, but at least I have my hands out. And we're like waiting. And then he goes, "One, two, three." No, three just gives you too much to think about. And he goes, "Okay, on one. One." And then I go, "Catch him." And she goes,
"He's not dead. Should I shoot him?"
And Wheatley is a good person. And then one of Wheatley's quotes is, "Let there be light." I am quoting God there. It was so funny. Because since we were writing down the quotes, we were like, oh my gosh, we need to write this down. So then Ellie goes about GLaDOS when she first comes. And Wheatley doesn't see her. And you're in the little circular tube thing where all the buttons are. And you're looking for the escape pod one. And you randomly start going up. And then GLaDOS starts assembling herself in the background. Ellie says,
"She's not dead. Should I shoot her?"
You don't have a gun. Because if you've played Portal 2, you know that right now you only have the single portal. You only have the... Is there a certain name for just that one portal gun? Or is it just the blue portal gun? Because you can only make blue portals with that one. And then after you see GLaDOS, she sends you into a testing chamber. And she says, "Oh, wait. Before we start testing, you should probably go get the dual portal gun. Be careful not to run into any parts of me that didn't get completely burned when you killed me." It was so funny. Okay. And then about a little platform thing that I was not on at the moment, Ellie says,
"Oh, you weren't on it."
Not, Ellie, right there. You don't have, like, the little thing that you go through and it, like, makes anything disintegrate that you're trying to take through, Ellie says.
"Not the radio."
Whoa, no, this isn't it yet. Whoa, you had me worried there for a minute because it fell off. And then I go, "Not Jimmy," Ellie says.
"The radio."
That's coming with us.
Salsa music.
Because they didn't have the little, I don't even know what it's called, but they didn't have the little thing that, like, when you go through it, it's hard to explain. Like, it didn't have this thing. I don't know what it's called. I should probably figure out what it's called. Kyle, do you know what it's called? Oh, he doesn't either. But it, like, makes anything disintegrate if you try and take it through. So we're going to try and take the radio. Didn't really work out so well because I couldn't find it. So let's take a break while I try and find the radio. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m. whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, real kids, real talk radio.
You're listening to Take 2 on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Welcome to the program, Take Two, on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our show topic today is the Wii. Okay.
The Wii.
The first time my mom was like, why would you want a game console called the Wii? And then I was like, I don't know. Because at first I thought it was spelled W-E-E until I figured out it was W-I-I.
Wii.
It kind of bugs me how everything has to have the I-I, like Wii Cheer, you know, Wii Fit, Wii Sports. I could go on and on and on and on. But it's like the iPod, like iPod, iPad, you know. Ellie is like so confused. She's just like looking at me with a blank expression. She's like,
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
You don't?
No.
Like everything to do with the Wii has W-I-I before it. She's confused.
Well, yeah, because that's the name.
Okay.
Right?
So, Ellie, do you want to get started?
Sure. So, with each Wii console comes this little game called Wii Sports. And it's got, like, bowling, tennis, boxing, baseball, and golf. Personally, my favorite is tennis.
Why?
Because it's fast. Bowling is so boring.
Bowling is so fun. I was a pro at bowling. And then Kyle's like, no, I'm just going to play one game. And now I lost my pro thing. And I can't get it back. So I might go home after this. And I might try and get my pro at bowling done. Oh, and just to let you guys know. the show when we reviewed Justin Bieber, I personally said I would watch it 55 times after it came out. And I just wanted to let you know I have watched it 56 times. I have. So I just thought I'd let you guys know that I actually did it. So I officially have no life. Yay.
Good for you.
Exactly. Well, I said I'd do it, so I wasn't going to let him down. And I have, like, every single part memorized. Like, I know that scene 9 is the scene where he does his little hair flip. And the opening song is Love Me. The closing song is Baby by Justin Bieber, of course. And I know that Jaden Smith is in it because they go and they do Never Say Never together, which is the second to last song. And I know that his skill for drumming just came naturally. And that they got him a little kid drum set when he was 5 or 4, not 7. And then they had a Justin Bieber concert from the church, and then they got him a set of Pearl drums to beat on. And then after they get him the set of Pearl drums, he has like a little drumming solo, and then it goes straight to him in concert when he does his little drum solo on like the silver sparkly drum set.
Okay.
I could talk all day about Justin Bieber. Not because like I'm obsessed with him, but because I watched the movie 56 times. So, yeah.
Good to know. Okay.
What made me think of that?
I don't know.
We're talking about the Wii, and I'm just like, Justin Bieber. Okay.
Maybe he plays the Wii.
Sorry, I have Bieber fever.
Okay. Yeah, you do. So, we also have this game called Wii Party, and it is so fun. There's like 80 mini game things.
That said nightmares.
Nightmares where?
Mini games.
Over 80 nightmares?
Oh, I was like looking at it this way. Here, look at it this way. No, not like that. Like that.
Like this?
Oh.
No. Oh, yeah, it kind of does look like nightmares.
Does. On the SATs, I thought something said Yoda, but it actually said cups.
Yoda and cups.
Well, I was like reading it, and I was all the time. I was like, Yoda, what? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, on with your little Wii party game.
Yeah, and there's this really fun game where you're a zombie and you can like eat each other.
Oh.
That one's my favorite, personally. It's really fun.
So, we've had our Wii for 3 or 4 years. We still can't decide. And my two favorite games that I'm mentioning at the moment are Wii Cheer and Wii Fit. We got the Wii Fit in 2009. I've never had a bad experience with the Wii Fit or any of my other Wii games or the Wii. I've never had it, like, break down or anything, but it is kind of hard getting the internet set up, so just know that. The friend codes on Animal Crossing City Folk are really private, so, like, don't worry about random people finding you because you have to have their code and they have to have yours. So if parents are, like, worried about random people being able to find them, it's really, really, really hard to get a random person. Like, I have a YouTube channel just to, like, go and look at videos and comment and stuff. And I've made a few friends on YouTube that I personally have met and stuff. Like, I know my friend Emma Cloud. I go on with her a lot. And Olivia Tellerico. She's one of my best friends. We go on and we'll play together. I'm really into gardening stuff because you can make hybrids in the game if you just put things diagonally and you water them every day about three times. I still have yet to get the gold watering can. If you know what that means you have to have a perfect environment for 2 weeks. Very, very hard when you have random people throwing trash on your ground. But yeah, that's my little thing on Animal Crossing. I was really obsessed with it. I still am because I love it. It's so much fun. Okay. I can go on and on and on about it.
Like the Wii Fit, I remember playing it at Riley's house, who's been on the show a few times.
Yes. And, on the last show.
She hadn't been on in a while, and she stepped on, and the thing went, oh. It was really funny.
Also right now, our Wii is in our living room, and it's ready to watch Netflix, which you can also get on there at any time. So you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is Take Two. And I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our new show topic today is, drumroll please, Sims.
Woo!
So I have Sims 2 and she has Sims 3.
Three.
So I have like a lot to say. So I'll just get it over with. So, well, not get it over with. I love talking to you guys every single chance I get. That was not sarcasm. I actually do love you guys. So, let's see. This game is rated T for teens, so it's a little bit inappropriate at times. And I love this game, and I have a very, very large collection. I have Sims 2. I'm missing two expansion packs. Okay, so, let's see. Gotta get out my other paper. Okay, so, ready? I have Sims Apartment Life Best of Business Collection, which is H&M Fashion, Bath and Kitchen Interior Design, Open for Business. My first one was Double Deluxe, and it includes The Sims 2, Nightlife Celebration. I have Fun with Pets, which includes Mansion and Garden, Family Fun, and Pets. I also have Free Time, Seasons, University Life, which includes Teen Life, IKEA, and University. And I still need Bon Voyage and Glamour Life.
That is a lot of expansion packs.
Yeah, because when I first got it, I had a lot of money. Well, my very first one was teen style, but I realized that I kind of needed Sims 2 to play it, so I had to wait for that, and then I ended up losing that game. I don't know where it went. I mean, I still have like the box and the game in it, but I don't have like the little code thing for it. I ended up buying University Life. Oh, also a really cheap way to get a lot of expansion packs is to buy the collections. There are about three collections: University Life, Business Life, and also Fun with Pets. So if you just do that, you can get three for $20, which is really cheap. I recommend going to Target because Walmart doesn't have a large collection. And if you order online, it's kind of expensive. And then if you choose just to download it straight to your PC, if anything happens and like your computer crashes, you could lose it permanently. So I don't recommend buying it online and it downloading straight to your PC. And I don't recommend just buying it over the Sims website because it's really expensive if you buy it. It's like $20, and then you have to pay for shipping and handling too. And I know I just like worked it out and stuff, and it ended up being like I wanted to get online because I can't find it anywhere. Bon Voyage. Am I saying that right? Bon Voyage.
Yeah.
Anyway, it ended up being like just for that one game, like $29 or something.
Yeah, it's too really expensive online.
So I recommend going to Target. And then I also did buy Sims 3, but my computer doesn't support it. So I kind of have to wait until I get a new computer to get it. So, Dad, if you're listening, please buy me a new computer. I've had this computer. Well, it's not like, well, it's mine, but it was like a hand-me-down. I have a large screen and everything. Like, don't I have a really large screen. But I just don't have a new computer. It's like an old one. It's like Windows something. I don't know. Anyway, Ellie, you talk about your game now.
Well, I only have one expansion pack because Sims 3, it's the newer version, and they don't have that many out. And they're a little expensive.
Don't they have but like... Okay, wait.
They have like three expansions, and then they have stuff packs.
Okay, wait. It's World...
Adventures.
Adventures. Ambition.
That's the one I have.
And I don't know the last one.
Me neither. But the Ambitions one is really cool because Like, you can go to work with your Sims.
Aww.
And my Sim is a ghost hunter. So he gets to, like, take out his little gun and go to the ghosts. So it's pretty cool. And then my other Sim is a stylist, and she gets to make people pretty. And so that's pretty fun.
Wait, so can you only have, like, one person, or can you have families?
No, you can have families.
But you... Okay, wait. So is there, like... I know at least on the GameCube, you can play, like, Get a Life, which means that you go with your Sim and you go through different levels and stuff, and then you can go to have a family. So does it have, like, that, or is it just, like...
No.
So you just, like, build them the house or put them in the house. Is it really similar to Sims 2, or is it, like, really different?
It's very different from Sims 2. Like, when I played Sims 2 with you that one time, I was like, what is going on?
We made a house. Wait, where was it? I don't remember what it was, but didn't the people have, like, a lot of kids?
Yeah, we made them have, yeah, like, 6 kids or something.
And then she had, like, twins. Okay, so yeah. What else do you have to say?
Some fun places to go for your Sims are the beach, the community pool, the theater, and the aquarium.
Oh, they have an aquarium?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
It is.
I should go home and I should, like, build a little aquarium, because I know with apartment life, you can have this huge aquarium, but it's, like, $10,000.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of cheats. You can just give them free money.
Yeah, I do use cheats a lot.
I know. Me too.
Because it's almost impossible to play without them.
Yeah, because they have to work.
Yeah,
for a living.
Well, the thing is that you get about $20,000, right?
Yeah.
And it's really hard to just, like, buy a home with that and stuff and get furniture and, you know, start the family. So it's really hard. And especially if you only get, like, $200 a day. It's, like, really hard.
Yeah, my Sim only gets, like, $130.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
That's, like, intense. So let's take a break. I am Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
I want to name nail polishes.
Like, I don't get it.
Like the island or whatever. Turk and cake.
turquoise.
Oh, you're recording us.
Oh, why, hello there. Welcome to the program, Take Two, on Voice America Kids Network. I happen to be Alexis James.
And I might be Ellie Sanders.
We don't know, but we know our show topic today is nail
favorite
polish.
Nail polish colors.
Oh, we got a little mixed up there. But same thing. So what we'll do is I'll say nail polish color and then Ellie will say one. So I'll start. First one of mine is a hot pink color. I actually have it on under my Crackle nail polish. And it's number 972 CP and the color is Jackpot. It's like a really, really bright, like Barbie pink type of color. Yeah, like a Pepto-Bismol color. No, it's darker than a Pepto-Bismol.
But it's hot pink.
It's hot pink. Ellie.
One of my favorites is Eternal Optimist by Essie. And it's like a nude color.
Oh, and all the nail polish that I'm saying from Ice is under $2. And then I have a concrete gray color because I love grays and stuff because I'm depressing. No. The number on that is 541 CP. And the color... Okay, all of the colors I picked out are really inappropriate. Kiss Me Here. It's Kiss Me Here.
But it's gray?
It's gray.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
You'd think it'd be like red.
I know. One ears. The next one is really bad. But Ellie.
I don't know. I don't understand it. But it's like called, it's like a Barbie pink. Okay, I'll just say that. By OPI. How do you say that?
La Paz? La Paz.
Itively hot.
Ah, La Positively hot.
Yeah, but what's La Paz?
Maybe it's a city. It's probably okay. A city.
Okay, so yeah, it's like a Barbie pink.
Okay.
Your turn.
So my next one is the really inappropriate one. It's like a mango orangey color. I have it on my toes right now. But yeah, The number is 304 CP, and the name is Naughty Girl. Yeah. Okay, Ellie, go on to yours.
So, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Angora Cardi by Essie. Yep. It's like a purple grape-ish color, and my friend says that when I wear it, it looks like raisins. So, I call it my raisin nail polish.
Wait, I said they look like raisins when you came to school with it. When she came to school, I was like, whoa, dude, that's like raisin color.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Delaney.
Oh, I said it too.
Maybe it was both of you. Okay. Maybe it just really looks like raisins.
The next is a very bright, bold royal blue. That's a lot of descriptive words. The number is 538 CP, and the color is, or like the name is French Kiss. Told you I picked out really inappropriate colors. Ellie?
Playa del Platinum, I think it's called, by Essie, and it's like a light gray color.
Okay, so she has, like, all the really expensive nail polishes, and I have, like, the cheap ones you can get that are really nice. Yeah, anyway. The next color is, like, nude with a little bit of pink, and the number is 965 CP, and it is called Envy.
And then I have Turquoise and Caicos by Essie, and it's, like, a turquoise blue color. Shocker.
The next one is by Sally Hansen. Katy Perry has her own nail polish out, and it is called, what is it, Splatter?
I have no
but
idea.
But it's like a crackle nail polish, and it cracks the nail polish on your nails. You put on an undercoat, and then you put the overcoat, and it's like $30 or something like that, or $17. And I got mine at Walmart for $7, and it works just as good. And it is called Crackle Overcoat, and the color is Ink Splatter. The number is 8. And it looks like that, Perry and Ellie.
It cracks.
Ellie.
And then my last one is Wicked by Essie, and it's like a dark, dark red, and it almost looks black from far away, and it's my favorite color.
The next one of my favorite is Sally Hansen Nail Growth Miracle. I didn't know it was a nail growth one, but it's 4026-43. And it's called Wholesome Earth. From far away, it looks like a black, but it's actually a very, very dark, rich purple. So, yeah. Now, another thing is I know where nail polish originated. Well, we don't know where it originated, but I know how it was, like, why they had it. It was something to show classes. Like, in Egypt, the princess or whatever. I can't remember what it's called because I don't think it's Pharaoh because that's the guy. But anyway,
the lady,
the high power lady. She wore red to show that she was of an upper class, and all of the workers would wear like nudes and stuff to show that that's where they're from. And then in, I don't remember the other place, but they'd wear purples and golds to show that they were of a higher class. And then the people below them would wear like, great, what was it? They wouldn't wear like silver or anything because that was reserved. The harder ones to make were for the higher up people. And then I think it was like pinks and stuff, like light nude pinks were for the workers because they would take flowers and grind them up to get the color.
It's really so interesting.
That's just a little interesting fact for you. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This show is
Take Two.
I am Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our new show topic is cute hairstyles.
Woo!
So I'll say one and then you can say one.
Okay.
So this is the fishtail braid slash plait. And section your hair into two sections. Take one section, a very small one, from one side and put it to the other. Put it to the other side, and then take a small section from the other side, take it to the other side, and repeat all the way down, and it'll look like a fishtail. And it usually, well, traditionally, you put it to one side or the other. I like putting it to the right side, because that's where my bangs are. And, yeah.
Ellie. Yeah, those can look really cool. And I actually didn't put how to do them, but I think messy buns are really cute, and there are a ton of ways to do these. You know, just like throw your hair up and put a few bobby pins in. They can look really cute.
Yeah. The next ones I have is actually four ways to get your bangs out of your face. Really easy and quick. So the first one is start at the beginning of your bangs and take a small part and twist, then gradually, start putting all your hair together. Don't like section off a part, twist a little, section off another part, twist it in, because that'll be like, oh, she added another part there. Just like make it gradual, like take your whole, I'm like doing it to myself right now, take like your whole, okay, Ellie, try and see if I'm just explaining this right. Like you take a little part of your hair right there, and you start twisting that, and then you just kind of gradually take all the stuff and twist it.
Oh yeah,
is that descriptive?
Yeah.
Okay, descriptive enough. So that's my first way, and then you bobby pin it. Try and make an X with your bobby pins, because then you won't have to put like five in. Ellie.
I kind of like the loose curls and headband kind of hippie look. I think that can be really cute, kind of like we all did it at the beach because we had beach hair and had the little glow stick headbands. Yeah,
is that your thing? Okay.
Yeah,
so my second one is make a braid or a French braid. If you're just going to make a braid, then just take, like, all your hair and just make a braid from it. And then secure with a bobby pin. If your hair is long enough, you can put it right behind your ear. Like, section the hair above your ear off and then put the bobby pin in and then put it under. And it'll kind of give you, like, the Lauren Conrad look. You know how she always does, like, the braids? And then she just, like, tucks it behind your ear and, like, her hair just falls down. And I've done this with extensions, and all you have to do is, if you have, like, single clips, you put all the single clips together. I have four. Then you braid it, and you can put it, like, behind your ear and then behind your ear. And it's really easy because it looks like a French braid. But, yeah. And it can also make, like, a headband out of it. But, yeah.
One thing that I really like, but you have to have longer hair, is the cascading corkscrews is what I like to call them.
Didn't you do that for graduation?
No.
No, that was loose curls.
That was loose curls. But they can be really pretty. They're like the tight, small curls, and there's just a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Riley.
Like
her hair's short.
Yeah. So then my next one is just flatten your bangs off and put them to the side with a bobby pin. This is the simplest one.
Mm-hmm.
My next one is really like over the top.
I like sleek ponytails. You know that the stars always do for like fancy events.
And then they like wrap hair around.
Yeah.
I gotta redo my ponytail because I like put it in a little bun. Okay, the next one is like really over the top, but if you have like longer bangs, this works for you. But you section off a half inch of your hair while your hair is damp and combed over the top of your head, and then you dry the remaining hair, but you keep the half inch set apart. but you dry it also. This makes the volume of your hair bigger, and you tease your bangs that aren't like in the half inch that's sectioned off. Well, don't make them over the top, but you can if you want to. And then you comb that lightly on the top, like not like putting your comb in, just like tilt it. So then it's facing away from you, the combs are, and then you just gradually go back until it's like kind of messy still. And then you bring the rest of your hair, the half inch, over, and you put it in a bobby pin. And that's like the snooky look.
The snooky look.
Snooky. Ellie? Ellie has two more left.
I like the pigtail braids. Those can look really cute. You just put your hair in pigtails and then braid it.
That's really easy. I know she does this a lot.
What?
You do?
The pigtail braids?
Yeah. She does. I remember one day, I don't remember when I thought about this, but a little while ago, I thought one day she came to school and like one of her braids was kind of messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no offense, but it was really messed up.
It was messed up. It was so messed up. I had to take them out.
Like, well, what it was is like, there would be, like, in one part of the hair, it'd go over, and then the same part would go over, like, the same little section would go over, where, like, another section would go over to the same place.
Yeah.
And then it'd be, like, missing one, and it'd be up too high and down too low. But it was really funny, though.
It was funny.
And I just told her in language, I was like, Ellie, your braids are really messed up. And she's like, oh.
I'll take them out, then.
And she did. It was so funny, though. I think you tried to rebraid it at first. And you're like, you know what? I'm just going to take them out.
Yeah.
But yeah, your last one?
Pixie haircuts. Those can look cute on the right people.
What kind of face do you have to have for it? Because I know you said the kind of face you have to have.
I have no idea.
Isn't it? It's not a square face. You want to have a smaller face, right?
Yeah. Or like maybe a round face. I don't know.
Don't or I have a like really an skinny face? Do I have an oval face or triangle? Or what do I have? Wait.
You have a skinnier face.
Okay, so something I found out is that if someone's... Okay, so you take the corner of your eyes and you go past them. And if your ears are lower than your eye placement, you'll have a later... your fortune will come later in life. And if you have a circular hairline, then you're dependable. I don't have either of those. Well, yeah. And then... on your lip, if it's like how mine is, that like, well, okay, if the bottom lip is bigger than your lip on top, that means that you're reliable. Ellie, your upper lip is kind of bigger than your lower.
Is.
I guess you're dependable. And I can't remember anything else, but yeah. Let's take a break. I am Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun, times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood, your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take Two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field.
The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, real kids, real talk radio.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Welcome to the program Take Two on Voice America Kids Network. I am Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our show topic today is...
good places to go shoe shopping.
Shoe shopping. I don't go shoe shopping a lot, but when I do, I try and find the best deals possible. So I'll share my first place, Payless. It's super cheap, and also they have like loads of brands, so it saves tons of time and gas of driving, because otherwise you could go to like American Eagle and then, oh yeah, let's go to Kohl's. Oh yeah, wait, let's go over here. And instead you have like all these great high quality brands for a cheap price in one place. So I think Payless is one of the greatest places to go shoe shopping if you're looking for cheap and good quality.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. So, Ellie?
I like Rack Room shoes. They can be off-season, but they're really cheap. Like those heels I wore for graduation, I got those
there. They were really high.
I loved them. They had sparkles on them.
I'll tell you what I wore in a little bit. It's up next.
Okay. And then, so, yeah, they just have really good stuff, and it's really cheap, and it's awesome.
So, for graduation, I wore a dress that was gray and white, and it had stripes, like, everywhere. I'll put a picture on the Facebook page, so you can go and check that out. And also, while you're at it, you better like us. You better like our page. Because that's where you see all the pictures that Ellie draws on her papers. So if you're wondering about the soup or about the camel, the lopsided camel, you can go there and you can check it out. And also, if you like or if you have an email, you can go ahead and email us at voiceamericakidsnetwork@yahoo.com, and make sure you mention either Alexis or Ellie, and it'll really help in the subject if you put take two. Okay, so we know it's for us. Okay, so that's awesome. And we can also mention you on air if you say something really funny or awesome. And also, if you have any ideas for the show, go ahead and email them. Again, that email is voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. So go ahead and email us, because sometimes we don't check our Facebook page, but go ahead and email us. And then, let's see. Also, I was talking about a graduation dress, and it has like a little thin pink belt, and I got pink rhinestoned Converse. It was awesome, and I wore them with my dress. It looked really weird under my robe, but it was awesome. Ellie?
It looked really cute.
Ellie's really going at it. Here, I'll take a picture right now while she explains her next thing.
I like Designer Shoe Warehouse, or DSW, because they have the designer stuff at like really cheap prices. She just took a picture of my drawings.
It's a really good picture. Oh, now you can see all our notes that we do and how we do them.
Yeah.
So you can go check that out. Mm-hmm. She has Envy written on her page because that was one of my nail polish colors.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's not that interesting besides the huge blob in the middle.
Okay. It's just a bunch of scribbles today.
Okay. What kind of shoes have you gotten from here so far?
They have really cute heels, like casual or
Like
dressy.
Like the ones we wore when we decided to be rebels and wear heels.
Yes. Like mm-hmm. wedges. Or they have cute flip-flops and they just have everything.
Okay. So Vans, you can get so many colors. And also if you go on the website, I don't know what the website is. It's probably just like Vans.com, but don't go there without searching on Google or Yahoo. Search Vans, of course. And then there are so many colors and you can custom order them online your own way. Of course, it takes 6 to 8 shipping or like making the shoes and then shipping them. So keep that in mind. I don't know where the headquarters is, but it's probably like, I think it's in California or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's in California.
Because I know that in Minnesota, actually, Kyle went there and they don't have Vans. Like, it's not a big thing there. They don't really wear Vans. So.
It's weird.
Yeah. But, well, because they don't really have any stores there.
Oh.
Like, they don't have. I see. They don't have a lot of Starbucks coffee. Like, you have to get out of St. Paul to go and find coffee because they have Caribou Coffee instead.
What do they do?
Well, Caribou Coffee is just bigger in Minnesota. I mean, you won't see any here, of course, but in all the malls, everywhere that there could be a Starbucks, there is a Caribou Coffee. Yeah. Like, in a Barnes & Noble, there's Caribou Coffee. Or no, that's the only place that I have ever seen a Starbucks in Minnesota, in Barnes & Noble. It's the only place I've ever seen one.
Really?
But, yeah.
That's weird.
Ellie?
I like Famous Footwear because they have good stuff. Make today famous.
Kohl's. They have $2 flip-flops. I mean, like, $2 flip-flops. I have a really interesting bathing suit because it's, like, black and white. And then the accent thing is, like, a little ribbon or a little thing that's... The main color is yellow. And then there are, like, really interesting dots, like, with different patterns in them. And I actually found shoes. I didn't even get the bathing suit there. But I found shoes that had, like, the exact same patterns. Like, the dots were, like, different colors and or, like, different patterns and stuff. So I found it at Kohl's for $2. I mean, how awesome is that?
Yeah, their shoes are really cute and really cheap.
Really? Okay, Ellie, your last one.
If I had to pick a department store, it would be Dillard's.
And why?
Because I like their shoes.
Okay. Good enough for us. You are listening to... Dun, dun, dun.
Take two.
No.
Yes.
No.
On Voice America Kids Network.
Yes. And the show is...
Take two.
You know what the show is, Ellie. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our new topic is good ways to spruce up your room very cheaply.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is like how I actually spruced my room up.
Same here.
So let's see. Under $45 at Walmart, I put curtains in my room and rail and all. And really comes in handy. I don't just have like two curtains. I have the little scarf thing that goes on the top and stuff. You can like weave it through the little rail thing. I love that because if I have my curtains like closed, then there's nothing on the sides. But now there is. I got, like, the little hook things that you put your curtains on and stuff. So, I got that all under $45. And we did it ourselves, me and my dad. And, in fact, I'm going to say this. I probably could have done it with my mom. It was that easy. So, Ellie?
So, one way I like to rearrange my room is just by moving the furniture.
Yeah.
Like, by moving a dresser and moving your bed, your room can look totally different.
That is true. I've had my bed so many different places. At the beginning of the year, I had it against this white wall, and then we painted, or maybe last year, it was against a white wall, and then we repainted my room, and now it's near the, like a week ago, it was close to the window, and now it's about a foot away from the window. So, I mean, my room looks completely different now, just by moving it like a foot. But, yeah. So, anyway, under $40, I got a bend-a-bag at Walmart. And it has a reversible bed sheet in it, a bedspread, a comforter that you can, like, switch over. And it's white or, like, silver with bubbles on it. And you turn it over and it's black. It's usually on the black side, even though I have a white cat. But yeah.
Yeah, that's actually one of my things that I wrote. I have a reversible bedspread, too. And in the summer, I flip it onto the white side with black flowers. And then in the winter, it's on the black side with white flowers.
Aw, that's so cute.
Seasonal.
So was that your little tip?
Yep.
Okay. So under $45, I got a rug that matches my bedspread completely. And that was actually for my birthday. But it was really easy to spruce up my room because we have brown carpet throughout the whole house, except for where there's tile. And it's really hard to make your room kind of look unique when you have the same kind of stuff mm-hmm. as the whole house. So just by getting a rug, it's really easy to spruce your room up. Ellie?
Just accessorize. Buy a few cheap accessories such as decorative flowers, picture frames, vases, or pillows.
Actually, in my room, I have this little cork board, and it says, I actually painted it myself, and it's painted black. I think, yes, it is. And then in blue, it says photos, and then I have a bunch of pictures there. So it was really easy, and we actually already had the cork board, so it was really inexpensive. But I got a desk at Staples for $20, and it's a pretty good-sized table. It's about 4.5 feet long. It's a really good size. And it has, it's not just, like, flat. It has, like, a little standing up thing that I put, it's actually my makeup table. And then I have, like, a little mirror on it. But, yeah, it's really cheap and expensive. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to put together. But, yeah, that's a really simple way.
This is probably one of the most expensive things, ways to spruce it up that I put on here. Spray paint your dressers. We've done this a million times, and you can actually buy furniture spray paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've had the same dresser for forever, and we spray painted it purple,
really?
And red, and now it's black.
It doesn't look spray painted.
No, it doesn't.
I thought, was it glossy? Because I thought it was glossy.
Yeah, you can actually put gloss stuff on it, too.
Yeah, because I just thought it was that color. I don't know what color you had it when I was over. I don't know.
It would have been black.
Okay.
We did this a while ago.
Yeah. But it looks really good. I mean, yeah. I didn't never.
And it's cheaper than buying a whole new dresser.
I never knew. I'm never going to paint my dresser because I'd probably mess it up somehow. I mean, you probably can.
Yeah, I had my mom do it.
Yeah, but mine's white and it goes with my room. But I painted my room and that's a way that you can really spruce your room up. Mm-hmm. It's kind of expensive if you have a larger room like I do. My room's, I don't know how big it is, but it's pretty big. But I have a really high vaulted ceiling. So it was pretty expensive to paint our room. Because I used four different colors. Blue, black, silver, and white. Well, gray. But yeah, it was pretty expensive. But it really spruces your room up because mine used to be like a Barbie purple. Like really pastel-y. Bright.
Yeah, it did.
It was ugly.
And then one of the cheapest ways to clean your room or to spruce up is just to clean it. You would be amazed how different it can look when you can actually see the floor.
But it's kind of annoying though, because then your parents go, oh, you have a floor? It's like,
yeah.
And another really inexpensive way that you can also use to clean your room and also spruces it up is get a brand new clothes hamper. Like, get it to match your room, because chances are that you either don't have one, or it's a really ugly color that was passed down from your parents, or it's like one that you don't like. So it's really cheap, inexpensive, and so just follow these tips, and you can email us at voiceamericakids@yahoo.com and ask us to say something else about it, or if you spruced up your room in an interesting way, email us and tell us. So thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to
Take Two
on the Voice America Kids Radio Network. See you next time.
That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Take Two. Join us again for another show on the Voice America Kids channel. Is VoiceAmericaKids.com. The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.